you guys. Happy Saturday. It's a sidetrack show.
Yeah, we thought we almost lost the internet.
We thought you guys weren't even going to have any shows for the next couple days.
We're trying to figure out, well, shit, how are we going to upload? Because I checked the router, and the router said, it had two of them red lights on it. I forgot which one it said. But couldn't get internet.
Yeah, we
kept resetting it over and over again. I called AT&T. They tried to talk to it, to the router, and they says that we're not seeing it.
You know? We were like, "Fuck, what are we gonna do?" And they said that they couldn't send anybody out till Tuesday.
Right.
And I was like, "And the shitty thing too is I can't even because I use Wondershare Filmora for my like video editing, and it's like I found out when I was trying to like edit one of the episodes that I can't even export it because it can't access the internet like for my account." So it's like, I can export it, but it'll have like fucking watermarks and shit all over it. Because it'll think that I have a free trial because it doesn't know who I am.
Right.
And I was like, yay, fantastic. So I literally cannot get a single fucking thing done.
Yeah. So we were without internet for a couple hours.
Yeah, we were flipping out.
And I went to go transfer something from the refrigerator inside the house to the refrigerator out in the garage. And the refrigerator was off. And so was the air AC. I was like, what the fuck? Checked the circuit breaker and tripped it. And went back out there and we had Wi-Fi. It was back. Green lights.
But the stupid thing is that it wasn't like it, you know, it tripped the breaker, but the Wi-Fi router was still on because the lights were on. They were just red.
Yeah. And everything on that TV, everything on that router and the TV was plugged into one wall socket and it was getting power. So don't ask me how that circuit breaker affected that wall socket. I don't get it.
It's super weird.
Yeah.
But we were just like... Because I was sitting there going, kill me, what am I going to do? Oh my God. Because it's like not only the show, but it's like I can't get any graphic design work. I can't send anybody their stuff when it's done. Yeah. I can't do research for my book. I can't do anything. I literally can't do anything without the internet.
I just can't figure it out. It's like some poltergeist shit.
It probably is, actually.
I can't figure out
maybe how, that's what it is.
I can't figure out how the garage breaker being tripped affects anything from that in the den because it's just... That's just, it's not on that breaker.
Maybe it's like, maybe it's connected to something else and it was still on. It was just.
If it was losing power, then why was the TV on? Why was there power to the router?
It's a ghost.
Yeah, weird.
A ghost, man. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Anyway, the other day I went out and bought some of that maseca, which is the masa to make tortillas. And I just
today we bought that.
Yeah, I went and made some corn tortillas about that big around, man. Their fuckers are so good.
They are very good. Yeah, you did good, like, just doing them the first time.
Yeah, and I made them by hand.
Yeah.
Between two pieces of wax paper. I didn't have a tortilla press. I just put some wax paper down on my little working surface, put the ball of masa, put another piece of wax paper. Took a big pizza pan, big pizza plate upside down, pressed on it real hard. Came out about that big around. It was a little thick, but...
Nothing wrong with that.
It's all right, man. The flavor's really good. Lot better than a store-bought, pre-made corn tortilla.
Yeah, they were a lot better.
A lot better.
I ate one of the test ones.
Yeah, I was
ones.
Like, oh, okay, now I get it.
Well, pretty much everything you make from scratch is going to be better than what you get at the store, almost always. What are you going to make with them? You making pork tacos or?
Like a fajita / tostada. I'll recook them. I got them pre-made and I'll recook the shells and put them on there. But I'm marinating meat and going to cook up some rice, Spanish rice. Probably put some, I'm going to make a salsa.
Oh, that's
I got those peppers and I got some onions and I'll probably just season it with put some garlic in it.
That sounds yummy.
That's vinegar, something like that. Yeah, oil.
we haven't eaten much today. I think I had one packet of oatmeal and like a tiny little piece of leftover pizza that was like 6 inches wide.
I had that shrimp. I could have done that, but I've already got the.
Oh yeah, pork. Shit! I forgot about that.
We'll do that another time.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, lockdowns are ending, so we're still gonna keep sidetracks. It's just that it won't be every day.
Yeah, I was gonna say I probably won't put up a sidetracks tomorrow because the matinee show is going up, which will actually probably be the last matinee show that has three movie reviews because we already recorded it. So I'm just gonna put that up tomorrow. Although if you're a patron, you've already seen it because it went up this morning. But so I probably won't do a sidetracks tomorrow unless like something earth shattering happens that we feel like we have to talk about. Yeah. Monday we'll probably do a movie review because we've seen because we saw a new movie, a documentary actually, that we rented, and we can talk about that. And I think there's a new series on Shudder, like a mini series, like a sci-fi one. We haven't watched it yet, but it had like good reviews and shit, so we might review that too, like later in the week. Also, another heads up, just because I don't have enough fucking technical issues. We recorded our episode, our main episode last night. And for whatever reason, we were recording it like the first half, because we do them in like two halves, and like in the middle, we just go and refill drinks and go to the bathroom or whatever. And it's like the first half recorded just fine. I had a little bit of audio glitching and I had to like, you know, adjust it and everything, but it's not that noticeable. But for whatever reason, when we started recording the second half, the program switched from the Yeti microphone to the Max internal microphone.
Yeah.
So the first half of the show sounds like usually does, and then the second half sounds like kind of shitty, like kind of tinny.
Not that good.
You know, it's
you can still hear it though.
It's still listenable. Like you can still listen to it without it being too annoying, but it definitely does sound like shitty. So I apologize for that. But
probably wouldn't sound too good on headphones, but
probably not. Yeah. Like just, you know, I try to like tone it down, because like if we start talking loud or if we laugh or something, it kind of goes like. Yeah. Like it kind of makes this horrible sound, but I'm just like warning you guys ahead of time that it's like the second half is not going to sound that good, because for whatever reason it switched my microphone. I don't know why it did that, but you know, that's what are you going to do? So do we have anything else
we're going to talk about? That's it for right now.
Yeah, I think all we did last night after we recorded the show was watched a little bit of Joe Bob was live, because he's live on Friday nights on Shudder. So we were watching part of that. He was doing Exorcist 3. So we watched a little bit of that, and then I was couldn't stay awake any longer.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple times past
year. We reviewed it not too long ago, now that I'm thinking about it. But yeah, so we'll probably, like I said, we probably won't do a Sidetracks tomorrow, but the matinee show is going up tomorrow, and then we'll probably do a movie review on Monday. So don't be alarmed if we don't do a Sidetracks tomorrow. Just, you know, we're still alive and everything like that. But anyway, have a good rest of your Saturday, and we'll talk to you next time.